Hogan, everybody, and welcome to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. Yes, Virginia, the Giants are in the playoffs. They are the number 5 seed in the NFC, regardless of what happens during the regular season finale. I'm Paul Dottino. He's David Deal. And so the 10-5 Giants go down to D.C. to play the Washington Redskins. Now, let's get a look at the playoff scenarios. The Giants have a number of different places they could go. If the Seattle Seahawks win their game, well, you know, Giants going to wind up playing Seattle.
And which would be the toughest matchup, I think, out of all these games. I think, number one, if you're looking at this, the most important, obviously, game right now is for the New York Giants to play their best football up against the Washington Redskins. But if you look at that, the last place I think that you would want to go to is Seattle because of the way that they've played at home, to have a scrambling quarterback like Russell Wilson. I think the place where the Giants would like to go, if it was possible, would be to play the Lions in Ford Field out of all the picks.
All right, now I'll tell you what scrambled is my playoff scenario, because actually that's incorrect. Of course, if Seattle were to lose, then the Giants would play the Seahawks. It's been a long week trying to figure out this Rubik's Cube, folks. Let me tell you that for sure. Hey, so it is the first time, though, since 2011 the Giants have been in the playoffs, and it's a great feeling.
It is. It's a very exciting feeling for the Giants organization, for Giants fans. When you look back at the press conference, Coach Ben McAdoo said his job is to restore this organization and to put the 5th Lombardi Trophy in that trophy case. Now they've found that opportunity, but they have to finish out this season the right way, playing up against the Washington Redskins before they go into the postseason and have that opportunity.
David, let's get a look at the injury report, and the Giants, who are on the practice field right now. Number of guys nicked up. Obviously, JPP still not back from the core muscle surgery. Jack Rabbit has that back issue. He did not play last week, David.
And he would be huge to have back for this one, but depending on how Coach McAdoo takes this week and how he sends this football team in, if he is not 100%, he is one of those players that you may rest for the postseason.
Now, Eli Manning's played 198 consecutive regular season games. His streak, of course, is on the line if the coach decides not to start him.
And Eli Manning, knowing him as a competitor, as the quarterback of this team, he will want to start and play in this football game. He is somebody that, as a player, talks to everybody else on the field how important it is to be out there for practice. So knowing Eli Manning, even with that, I know him. He will politic and do whatever it takes to get back out on the football field to start this game.
So the Giants are going to face the Redskins. Justin Pugh says it's a pretest for the playoffs. We'll see what the Giants are going to be up against when we come back after this on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. We told you before, the Giants are locked into the number 5 seed. So that means, David, they're going into this game with nothing to gain, nothing to lose, other than maybe revenge against the Redskins, who they lost to in Week 3.
But there is something to gain and something to lose based upon the way that you play in this football game. Granted, it is an unbelievable feeling to earn the right to make the playoffs, to earn the right to have another opportunity to win a Lombardi Trophy. But at the same time, as a professional athlete and as an NFL player, you signed up for 16 games. And it is your responsibility to go out there, play your best football, put the best product out on the field. More than anything, win. You want to win every single game that you get onto the football field. And for this offense and for this group, that's why I feel that they need to play in this game, and they cannot rest everyone. They need to come all the way from this football game knowing that they have some positive momentum, they did some very good things out on the football field, and where you can walk away with a feeling saying to yourself, we're a good football team and we have that confidence rolling through. That's what we gained from that 2007 Patriots game. We didn't win it, but we said to ourselves, we're a good football team and we're going to prove to everybody else just how good we are this postseason.
The Giants have won 10 games already. Now, over the last 2 weeks, the offense is kind of coming around, Dave. I want to give you some numbers. 17 of 37 on third down, which is good for 46%. That's a good sign.
It is a good sign, and it's a sign of the way that now throughout this time they've been able to run the football efficiently, and a lot of that credit goes to Eli Manning and the way that he has been able to spread the football around with these three receivers. So when you talk about this and their third down percentage, it has been a byproduct of being able to be efficient on first and second down, but also to the wide receivers being able to find those holes, find those seams and win their one-on-one matchups.
It's time for our Twitter question, and our reader wants to know, do you think this running game can hit another level in the playoffs like it did in 2011? The Giants have had at least 100 yards rushing in each of the past two games and five of their past seven.
And that was the big difference from 2011, the regular season, only rushing for 83 yards a game, to 116 in the postseason. And as we've seen outside of this game in Philadelphia, where the score was out of hand, the last two games the Giants played, they ran the ball over 50% of the time, and it really allowed this offense and Eli Manning to play to their full potential with that balanced attack. I love the fact that Paul Perkins is continuing to make progress, and I feel he's going to be key in the postseason.
You know, if the Giants are going to get it going, they'll need big plays from Odell Beckham. His fourth 100-yard game of the season he's had last week against Philly, with a season-high 11 catches for 150.
And to think he is 86 yards from being number one in NFL history with the most receiving yards in the first three seasons to beat Randy Moss. He has been exceptional since week six. 964 yards, which leads the NFL, and nine touchdowns during that span. He has been electric. He is everything that we thought he would be. And he is going to be the key catalyst for this offense to have those big plays here.
The Giants can get a spark out of Sterling Shepard, too. He is second among NFL rookie wide receivers in both catches and receiving yards, and tied with the Saints' Michael Thomas with eight touchdown catches.
And it has been absolutely phenomenal the way that he has grown into a professional football player. You knew right away when you saw him out on the field, the way that he would run his routes, that he immediately was ready to play in the NFL. But I think his maturity to continue to grow and grasp this offense, to know where to break, get on the same page as Eli Manning. But the biggest thing, down in the red zone, like we're seeing here, his ability to score touchdowns, to find openings, and to win one-on-one matchups is everything and why he is here.
You know, people often forget about special teams, but how about this guy? In the last month, twice the NFC's Special Teams Player of the Week.
Kickers and punters are people, too, and Brad Wing has showed that this season. He has been lights out, being able to manage the field position to help out this defense and to help out this football team. Granted, like you said, you never really want to talk about a punter, but the way that he's played this year, he has been an absolute threat and has provided this team into where they are right now, 10-5.
Great stuff, David. When we come back, we'll hear from Coach Ben McAdoo and talk about the Big Blue Wrecking Crew on D. So stick around. More coming up on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. Now, of the NFC teams in the playoffs, the Giants defense ranks first in the red zone, first in third down percentage, and second in points allowed to Seattle. So, David, I ask you, of the NFC teams left, are the Giants the best defense?
I believe that they are. I think it would be a different development if it was Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor, but I believe that this Giants defense are heading into the playoffs as the number one defense. You figure since week seven, number one in the NFL only allowing 15 points a game, number one in the NFL only allowing 29% on third down by the opposing quarterback, but the biggest one, number two in the NFL, 19 takeaways since week seven, and we've seen the way that it has helped this football team. We've seen the way that it's helped this offense. So for that answer, yes, I believe that they are.
I'll give you something else. How about the Giants' rush defense giving up 3.6 yards a carry for the season? That's second in the NFL.
And it has been phenomenal the way that they have been able to rally together as a football team. And it is not just Damon Harris and Snacks in front. It is everybody adding on and swarming to the football, like this key stop that they had in Philadelphia. So when you talk about their ability on defense to hold on third down and to hold teams to 15 points or less in games, it's because of their ability to stop football teams on first and second down and making them one-dimensional.
A guy who helps that run defense is safety Landon Collins. With over 100 tackles this year, he's second among NFL safeties.
And he's the only player in the NFL with 100-plus tackles, 3-plus interceptions, and what else? 3-plus sacks. So when you talk about him, he has been lights out. I think he has been the most improved player, not only on the New York Giants, but in the NFC from year one to year two. And the way that he has been able to make those game-changing plays throughout this entire season has been unreal.
Yeah, Collins' leadership back there has certainly helped the rest of the guys in the secondary. And then if he's not doing it, well, guess what? These corners are doing a great job of covering people. And that's what I love about this secondary right now, David, is that so many guys can make plays. Let's head to Coach Ben McAdoo right now.
All right, tough challenge this week in the division. Offensively, Kirk's playing at a high level. He's seeing the field, moving in the pocket well. We know he can make all the throws. Their offensive line is gelled together nicely. Kelly and Thompson provide a strong one and two punch at the running back position. And they're loaded on the perimeter with Jackson, Garcon, Reed, and Crowder. Crowder's really playing well for them. Defensively, they're 3-4 scheme. They have a ton of pass rushers, Kerrigan, Smith, Murphy, and Baker. Compton does a nice job directing traffic. Norman and Breland are both playing at a high level. Special teams are an aggressive unit. They'll take some chances, as we saw out here in the first game. And Crowder is a dynamic returner. We'll open it up for questions.
Obviously, you know, you're locked into the 5 seed in the playoffs. How do you plan to approach this game with potentially resting guys or playing everyone?
We have 53 on the roster. We're going to activate 46. We have to go down and win the ball game.
Are they going to be your normal 46?
Yeah, we're going to play to win the ball game.
When you were in Green Bay, Mike rested guys, I think, in 07 and 11 when you guys were locked into a spot. So what makes you change up from what you did there?
We're going to play our players and go win the ball game. So that's Eli, what we're focused on.
So Eli will play the whole game?
Eli's going to play the game, yes.
Do you have
the whole game?
Smart with how you are you going to approach it based on, I guess, health status and situation? Maybe put guys on a snap.
Yeah, the injury report always figures, but I mean, we have one roster. We don't have two rosters. We have one roster. We're going to play the players active in the ball game.
I just wanted to clarify. He said the whole game. You said Eli will play.
Eli's going to play the ball game. Yes.
Coach, would it mean anything more to keep a hated division rival like Washington out of the playoffs?
Hate's a strong word. We have a division challenge this week. They're a good football team. They're going to be hungry. We're hungry. It'll be a heck of a ball game.
And we haven't really talked to you much in the last few days or at all. Since we talked to you last, your team clinched the playoff spot. How do you approach that? You know, how satisfying is that? And how did you, celebrate that with your team, so to speak?
Yeah, we'll take it 1 week at a time. Talked to the team, told them, it's exciting to earn a 17th game. Can't play that game this week. We can only play one game this week, and Washington's on the schedule.
Does the way everything turned down in 2011, does that play into it when you were with Green Bay and they rested guys? Does that at all play into your decision here?
2011 in another city has no impact on what we're doing here.
Ben, compared to what you've seen from your offense, where would you like to specifically see strides made Sunday?
We were excited about the opportunity to play on Thursday. We had 88 attempts at the plate, had a chance to move the ball a little bit. We need to finish drives better, finish plays better, and finish the game better. So we need to finish.
What else did you learn from that game? Historically, that's not a desirable number of passing attempts in terms of earning a win, for example. And you were running the ball at times pretty well. Did you take some of the lessons from that game?
Yeah, our run-to-pass ratio in the last four games has been favorable on first and second down. When you look at the ball game, 40 to 45 of those attempts were in situational football. We didn't get a ton of first downs on first and second down. We had a lot of third downs in the ball game. And when you have 88 plays, you're going to have some throws in there. So I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable with it.
Players have taken advantage of the extended time off?
Absolutely. Every team plays a Thursday night game. It was good for us to get away from football a little bit after the game, spend some time with our family in the holidays, and get refreshed, recharge the batteries, get ready to go. We had a good day today out there in the elements, and tomorrow we'll have a chance to get physical with the pads on for a little bit, and it's good to be back.
Is it important Thursday nighter came at the right point in the season?
The last one of the year. Subjective.
Is it important to put together a better effort on the road going to the playoffs? I mean, that's where you're going to be playing.
We're going to prepare to win the ball game. It's always good to play well no matter where you're playing.
How's Jim Norris's back coming along?
He was limited today.
How close was he? You saw him working out obviously before the game. How close was he to playing on Thursday night?
I didn't feel he was ready. We didn't feel he was ready.
Is there a balance you have to go there with a guy like that, with deciding whether it's worth to play him in this game or get him even healthier for the playoffs?
Yeah, we'll have to see if he's ready to go. Yep, we'll have to see if he's ready to go.
Are you more inclined to err on the side of caution in a game like Sunday's?
This is pro football. I mean, we get paid to coach and paid to play. That's what we do. It's what we do for a living. Another game on the schedule. It's a division game. It's an important game.
Did losing in Philadelphia create a need or an extra need to win and create momentum this week in Washington?
No.
Ben, over the last, I think, seven games, and five of them, you've run the ball for 100 yards or more. What's been the biggest difference, improvement you've seen in the running game over that period?
We're committed to it. We're comfortable and confident in our ball carriers. The offensive line's working hard. The tight ends are improving. The receivers are working at it. They understand how important they are. In the grand scheme of things, we had a couple runs that could have came out on Thursday for big ones, and we need to finish better on the perimeter, and that's folks for us.
Ben, how important do you think it is to be an ascending team in the playoffs, and do you think you are an ascending team right now?
You know, I think it's important to take a step forward this week. And the way we play on offense, defense, and special teams, I think every week's a new week, and every team's a different team. And you have to prepare for each week. It's a new week every week.
Do you do anything this week to prepare for the, I know you don't know the opponent yet, but does anything this week have to do with the 17th game?
Upstairs it does.
And can you describe on Saturday, were you watching games, and what was your reaction when New Orleans won, put you guys in the playoffs?
I was shooting hoops with my kids on Saturday. Spent a little time at home on Saturday afternoon, so that was good. Other than that, had a chance to watch a couple ball games. Happy for the Saints. It was a big win for them.
Do you get any joy? I mean, we talked about making the playoffs last week as an accomplishment. I mean, now that you're in the playoffs, do you view that as an accomplishment at this point?
We're fortunate to be able to play a 17th game when it gets here, but until then, we're focused on Washington.
And if you talk about Paul Perkins, is he getting to the point where he looks like he's getting more comfortable, he's ready to break a big one?
You know, he's a young back. He's learning each and every week. He had some up and downs today in practice. We expect him to get better as the season goes on.
Ben, you know, I know you said momentum not a factor for you, and you said you play to win the game, so that's why you're going to play this week, week 17. But considering there are potential benefits of resting, I guess I'm wondering why play to win the game?
I mean, that's what we do for a living. I mean, we only have 53 players on our roster. It's tough to go through a game. You rest your starters, we think we have 53 starters. We have guys, everybody plays a role on the team, and you go in, you have an opportunity to play this week. We got to win the game this week.
Why not rest the guys that are banged up then? Not necessarily your starters, but the guys that are obviously, like Jonathan Garcia said, you know, the 3 days going into that last game, he was basically stuck in a bed with his knee. Now, why not give him the extra time if that's an option?
If players are cleared to play and healthy, we'll play them.
Several of your players have expressed that they do want to play on Sunday. Does that factor into your decision at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do for a living. They like to play. Games are fun. You know, practices, they're work. Games are fun. That's what we do for a living. It's exciting. We have an opportunity to go play a division opponent. We're 7-1 at home. They knocked us off at home. And it will be exciting to go down to Washington and play a game.
How's JPP progressing?
You know what? He's getting better. I haven't had an update on him recently.
I mean, are you seeing him? Like, obviously, you're focused on what's in front of you. So, I mean, how much are you?
I've seen Jason, yes.
Any idea when he could get back?
When they tell me. It's a medical question.
Ben, back in September when you saw the Redskins, so much was made about Odell and Josh Norman. We asked you, seemed constantly. This time around, I don't know if it's an understated storyline or if you even pay much attention to it. Do you do you have to say anything to Odell?
No, our focus is on our football.
Just given that the game after this one will be extremely important, I mean, do you have any concern with Odell that he might do something to hurt his chances?
No.
Do you have a preferred opponent in the playoffs that you'd like to see? I know you're not.
We're excited to play Washington this week. We have some coaches upstairs who are working on some things for down the road. We'll be ready to play whoever we play in that 17th game.
Ken, what do you want to see out of Eli this week, specifically Eli?
We want to take steps as an offense. We want to move the ball. We want to finish drives better, finish throws better, make good decisions, and take care of the football. The Duke's like a bar of gold this time of year, and we need to take care of the ball. That's the most important thing.
Two more.
You've got to.
And so Coach Ben McAdoo and the Giants continue preparations to play the Redskins. It's time for a Geico News Update of the Day. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your insurance. David, you heard the coach. The guys are going to play. The guys who are healthy, they're going to try to win the game.
And that's the point of why you play, and that's the point of being a professional, is that every time you touch the field, that you are playing your best football, you are selling out and playing as hard as you possibly can. And what do? You play to win. I hate to use that. You play to win games, and that's what they need to do in order to instill that confidence in themselves and to have that feeling of confidence going into the postseason.
Well, speaking of the game this week, the Redskins beat the Giants on a field goal with a couple minutes to go, 29-27. It was the only loss the Giants had at MetLife Stadium this year. Kirk Cousins, 2 400-yard games this season and 5 of 300 yards or more. He's been on fire.
He really has, and you've really seen him continue to improve as the run game production with Robert Kelly has gotten better. So here you see him dropping off a screen last week to Chris Thompson that went for a touchdown. But this offense is all predicated on running the football. And that's something that Kirk Cousins has done as of late. In the last 4 games, Kirk Cousins has had 13 rushing attempts, 7 for first downs, and 3 touchdowns rushed.
And he's not afraid to throw it deep.
No, he is not. He's had a lot of completions. He's 2nd in the NFL with over 60 for 20-plus. So now with DeSean Jackson back healthy, DeSean Jackson has had catches for touchdowns for 80 yards and 57.
David Deal, great to see you as always. And we'll be back next week with a playoff edition of Giants Press Conference Live. See you then, everybody.